Auburn's really upgraded their roster this season, but there's still a big hole that needs to be filled.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's episode 37 of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're getting ready to rock and roll. We're going to talk about this hole in the roster that I see that could possibly be an issue down the road that we got to get fixed, and it's not a quick fix. Probably going to be a lot of portal movement tomorrow, and let's talk about some names to watch. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Ford's launched a television show in Huntsville and Columbus called Retirement Results. It's Huntsville, 10:30 on Sundays, WZDX, and then 8:30 on Sundays in Columbus on WXTX. There's only 15 registered social security analyst in the state of Georgia and only 7 in Alabama, and Ford is one in both. So if you're getting to that point where you're looking at what's the maximum benefit I can get for my social security benefits, Ford's the one that can run the analysis for you there, as well as multiple other different types of investment strategies. So check him out, activewealth.com or annuity360.net. Show him some love, big Auburn guy, make a friend regardless. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management, activewealth.com. All right, so I'm the master of the book, whatever you want to call it. I see the positives in everything, and I love what we've done with the roster in this offseason. You've supplemented some holes in the depth chart. You supplemented a lot of them in the depth chart. You've gotten better, I think. I think you've gotten wins. You've picked up possibly your floor. You've raised your floor based off of people that you've added in the portal. But something that happened from the Harsin era recruiting classes has still left a big void in this roster that I don't really know it's an easy fix. I don't really know that it's an easy fix. What is that? I'm sure you're asking. Well, Auburn currently has 27 senior players, okay? It's their last. There's some guys that could opt for, there's possibly some guys that could opt for like another year of eligibility or whatever from COVID. I think that's just about run its course, and it's just about out. But there's 27 guys that are seniors that are going to be off this team next year. They're done. Their eligibility's up. And coming up as that next class of juniors and redshirt sophomores that technically could be fourth year players too, you only have 10 juniors and only 13 sophomores. These are the guys that comprise that Harsin half class and then Harsin's first full year class. And we don't really need to go too far into how below the Auburn standard that those classes were. But one of the things that's just so crazy about those classes is there's just nobody left. There's just hardly anyone left from those classes. The half class, high school players, that's the 2000, I believe, and 21 class. You only have Jarquez Hunter left. That's your only, that's the only player left from that class. Those are guys that could technically be redshirt juniors, seniors, first year. I mean, that's that class, okay? Then you have your 2022 class. You only took 18 high school kids. Only 18 high school kids. There's only 18 commits. There were some JUCO guys in there. So there may only been like 15 or 16 high school kids, which is absurd. But you only have 8 of those left. So the attrition from those classes and the just utter like lack of numbers, period, taking 19 in one class and 18 in another. And that, the 2021 class, like I get it. That was a tough, transition's tough. The calendar's tough. So I can't put a ton of that on him. I can't put a ton of that on Harsin. But that 2022 class, I mean, and if you remember, we only signed 18 players out of high school or JUCO. If you remember, there may only have been like 10 or so going into like September. It seemed like we rattled off a ton right there towards the end with some guys scrounging, trying to throw together some guys. And they got some really good players. They just didn't pan out. Got some really good players, benefited from, I think, benefited from the LSU coaching change, picked off a few guys there, but none of them really panned out. So the problem with that is it's kind of a two-front issue. Okay. Number one, you can't bring in a lot of high school kids, obviously, to fill that void. It takes time. Okay. You've brought in, you know, 20 plus kids over the past 2 years, and you've had a ton of hits. You haven't really lost a ton attrition wise from that half class you brought in. It's got a bunch of stars. That's your Keldrick Fox, your Connor Lewis, that class. And then your first full class, you feel really good about. They're all going to be true freshmen this year. So the problem is it takes time for them to get to be juniors. It takes time for them to get to that third year to fill that void. So number one, you can't really just fill that void next year with a bunch of you're not going to be able to really fill that void of senior players with high school guys. You still got a couple of your new guys that you brought in. You still got a couple of years before you can really get to that. And then number two, when you're recruiting at such a high level, these kids want to play. Okay. These kids want to get on the field, and a lot of them will. They'll get on early. So what happens next year when these 27 guys leave? You're going to bring in a full freshman class, another full freshman class for 2025. And it's the year you make a run and you only have 10 seniors on the team. That's assuming nobody leaves out of that class. You only have 10 seniors. You're going to have to go to the portal. You're going to have to go to the portal to get some more experience. You're going to have to go do that. But now you're bringing in guys while you have young guys that you really want to, you know, develop and get them to the point where they can take over. Now you got to fight that battle. Okay. Hey, I really have to bring in somebody to start over you, but I don't want you to leave. That's the name of the game in college football. And as tricky as that sounds, I don't think I could be more excited about who we actually have in charge right now, as far from the head coach position and obviously the general manager player personnel with Will Redmond. This is next year, this offseason, that's going to be when you earn your big bucks. You know, that's going to be when you earn, you know, your title. That's when you're going to earn, you know, all the accolades that you got at LSU, Will Redmond. This is where this is probably going to be one of the more tough challenges of your career, because you're going to have a massive leadership void. Massive. You will only have 10 seniors from the current roster if none of them leave. Okay. That's if none of them leave. And honestly, the 10 guys, let's just talk about them. You got Damari Austin. That's a great one. That's a guy that, you know, could step in and be your starting running back next year, him and Jeremiah Cobb. You got Sean Jackson. You know, he's a redshirt junior. He's a walk-on that's got a, you know, has earned a scholarship. You got Camden Brown. You know, Camden Brown, what's to make of him moving forward? Is this the year that he breaks out? Is this the year that he breaks out? Will he still be on the roster after today? Like, who knows? Today's the last day of the portal. So I know a lot of guys, there's going to be some movement that we'll talk about a little bit later. Sam Jackson, you know, that's one you may be able to, that could possibly step up and have a good year. There's a lot of good reports out of him that could possibly be a leader next year. Then you have Kieron Crawford, you know, one of the new guys from the portal. You're seeing a little bit of that flavor possibly moving forward from the portal too as well. Kieron Crawford, come in, play a little bit behind Jalen McLeod, get some good reps, and then hopefully you can be a senior leader next year. That's why he was so incredibly valuable. Bobby Jamison Travis, they call him Bobby. He's a JUCO guy that's a redshirt junior. got a lot of glowing reports this spring, got in the mix, gets a little first team, second team reps. That's going to be a guy you're going to have to lean on. Gage Keys, another guy you brought in from the portal with multiple years. I think that's going to be a theme kind of moving forward. You're going to get your plug and play guys, but you know, maybe you're starting to look at your guys, maybe starting to look for guys that you can have for multiple years, because if you just keep adding 1 year players, you have to do it out of necessity right now. But if you keep adding 1 year players, you're going to have younger players leave, number one, and then you're going to eventually have this void that we have. Champ Anthony, a good DB that's starting to blossom, that's got a couple of years left. Caleb Wooden, he got some good playing time last year. He's got a couple of years. Laquan Robinson, and that's it. Laquan Robinson was your JUCO safety that you brought in, and you know, you're hoping you get really good production out of him this year. But again, this will be his first year. So even some of your, you know, some of those juniors, this is their first years at Auburn, and or, you know, I guess technically even playing college, playing Division I college football. So again, that's your senior class moving for 2025. When it's year three, the first year of the expanded playoff, the year that, you know, they typically say if you give a new college coach 3 years, by year three, you're starting to see a majority of his players, and you'll have a lot. Your Keldrick Fox and all will be juniors. Your Connor Lewis, that'll be your juniors, which is big. You'll have this big 2024 signing class that's going to be sophomores. Then you bring in whatever you bring in 2025. So yeah, you're going to have a talented team, but you're going to have there's still a hole there from leadership aspect of seniors. So what do you do there? I don't even really understand. I don't really know in today's college football what is an ideal number of seniors that you'll typically have because of the movement and everything that goes. Everybody that goes and comes. Like I haven't quite got a grasp of that. I'm just looking at it right now. That seems like a big weakness, a big void in this roster that you got to get filled for next year. And you're probably going to have to continue to go to the portal, and then you got to worry about that balance of bringing in 1 year players and not ticking off your young guys and running them off. So I don't envy the roster building department, but they got a big job ahead of them. You just look at the self-imposed probation that we were put on essentially in the Harsin era. Some of it's our fault. I know that we muddied the water with him. I don't think he was doing the things that he had to be done to be able to recruit at a high level and build this roster at a high level. Like your first year, you know, you come in and you have a small recruiting class. That's when the portal kind of got started, and you only bring in three guys in the portal. And then you just don't really do a whole ton in the portal after that. And your second, that was your half class, and your first full class, you don't really do a whole lot either. And a lot of folks feel like you just really drop the ball there. It just kind of puts you when you get on probation, what they do is they take away scholarships. So a lot of times you'll see like 20 reduced scholarships by 15 over 3 years. Well, that's five scholarships a year that you just can't, you know, you can't give to kids. That's essentially what we did for 2 years. We just didn't. We put ourselves on probation for 2 years of recruiting, and you're having to dig your way out of it. And I will say that I am blown away at how well they've done in the offseason for the portal this year to be able to fit those needs to what I feel like raises your floor to possibly, you know, you'll hear this on Zach's show, but I think one of the best rosters we've had since possibly 2019, maybe all the way back to 2017, depending on who's arguing and whatever points you want to make and pros and cons you want to give to this team versus that 2019 team. So you got a chance to be pretty competitive in year two. And I like the roster. Again, I like this year's roster. I'm anxious to see how they fill the void moving forward. So before we move on to the portal and what to expect moving forward, we want to give a shout out to our friends at plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON for 10% off every single kind of coffee you can imagine. They've got it. They're going to ship it straight to your door. There's no need to worry about, you know, fighting the lines at the grocery store, getting your coffee that's been sitting on the shelf for months. This is freshly ground coffee, literally days, sometimes hours before it even ships. You can smell it from the postal service just about. When they pull up, you just about know they're there because you can smell it. It's so fresh. Be sure to check them out, plainscoffee.com. There's something for everybody. There's even teas if you're not a coffee person. And you might as well save while you do it. Use coupon code button, plainscoffee.com. Okay, Auburn's got 79 out of their 85 scholarships filled. Okay, so obviously we got six spots. You don't want to go into a season just having to give all six spots to walk-ons. Auburn's definitely going to add some more players over the next few days, possibly over the next week or so, because although the portal period closes today, all that means is you have to be in the portal by midnight tonight, essentially. You don't have to have already committed to your school. You don't have to have already been accepted at another school. All you got to do is be in the portal. And then I guess in theory, you could take all the time you really need it. That's even grad transfers. Used to, grad transfers could go anytime. They were not bound by the portal, but now they are. They got to be, even grad transfers have to be in the portal by midnight tonight. So with that being said, with Auburn at 79 scholarships, it's not really smart. That's why you've noticed that Auburn went boom, 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 four in a row, rattled them off real quick, and then it got really quiet. You brought in several visitors, and then it got really quiet. You know, we can bring in players. We can also lose players, okay? We can also have guys go into the portal. So if you're going out and you're recruiting over people and you're just, you know, very – I guess there's a big production about it. There's a lot of whispers. There's a lot of talk about it. You could easily lose guys. And when you're only at 79 scholarships, you're already teetering on that point of, you know, right now we don't need to drop one, add one. We need to be add. Okay. So if you bring in a DB, did you finally convince Tyler Scott, who's already in the portal and out of the portal, do you finally convince him that, okay, I do need to go in the portal? Well, then you haven't gained anything. So it's a kind of a cutthroat way to handle things, but I think what you're going to see is after the portal closes and we can't lose any more players, which we've done an incredible job of saving folks, the Colton Hood situation, I think, was just, you know, Colorado had a spot for his brother and he was doing something for his brother. I think it's absolutely insane to go to Colorado, but you know, he got his brother a scholarship and good luck to him. But you got pretty good players that you've done a good job of keeping players, but you have had some folks go into the portal. So you might want to pump the brakes a little bit, let this portal period close. It's cutthroat, but now they can't go anywhere. So now you can do and add whoever you want to add. Okay, and then worry about the roster in, you know, December when the December portal opens. Again, I know that's cutthroat. I know that seems crooked, but the players can do the exact same thing. You know, they can be just that they have the, you know, they really honestly have the most leverage out of all of this because there's no more, you know, there's no more sit out transfers at any point in time. I guess you could transfer as many times as you want to, wherever you want to, as long as it's in those portal periods, you can go. Go cash you an NIL check. Go do whatever you got to do to make better your situation. You can do it now. So there's going to be some gamesmanship a little bit on the recruiting side for the coaches. They have to be able to manage the roster. So I think it's going to be quiet probably not midnight tonight, but it's going to be quiet until tomorrow as far as a lot of guys that Auburn may look to pursue. You have to do it that way. And you've seen Auburn already has a couple of visits, a visit, I think, today that we're going to talk about in a minute. So, again, there you go. You can't just not add players, though. So you got to expect Auburn to go out and get at least, you know, four or five more guys that you can add to this room. And then if you got some walk-ons, if you get to that 82, 83 number, it's not such a big deal to give, you know, one or two or even three walk-ons a scholarship for the fall semester. It's not that big of a deal to be able to do that. But again, it's going to be quiet. You're not going to hear a lot until this portal period closes. And that's just the way of football now. You got to be strategic about your recruiting at every single facet, high school, whatever, portal, JUCO, doesn't matter. You got to be strategic about the way you do it because your boys can leave anytime they want to leave, just about. So you got to be on top of things, which is, again, why I'm happy we have who we have in that player personnel department, that whole department as a whole. Love it. So who are some names to watch? Well, number one, this one's not – I talked about things being a secret. This one's not a secret. But Khalil Jacobs from South Alabama, he goes into the portal over the weekend and immediately schedules a visit to Auburn. And he's here today, actually. I think Cole Pinkston was one of the ones that kind of broke that. And by the way, I may have mentioned early, but Justin Hokanson is the one who has this breakdown on three as far as the roster goes with by class, by position. It's fantastic. You need to check it out. Really gives you good insight on where Auburn sits as a roster. But you definitely check that out, Auburn Live. But Cole Pinkston was kind of the one that started talking about how, you know, Khalil Jacobs, there's some interest here. There's optimism, even with, you know, Kane Womack, however you pronounce it, his head coach, Khalil Jacobs' head coach at South Alabama, going to Alabama to be the defensive coordinator. So naturally you would think that's just an easy, you know, that's just an easy transition. You know, he'll just follow him there. But he is coming to Auburn first. He's going to Missouri second before he goes to Alabama. And, you know, typically in portal recruiting, it's the opposite of high school. You want the first visit, not the last visit, because, you know, in high school, you have time to build a relationship. You have time to sort of build that relationship. So you want to have the last word, you know, you want to have the last word with it. You want to have that last, you know, conversation. Portal, let's just be honest. Portal is about NIL and playing time. NIL and playing time. So if you can get somebody first and you know where they're, what they're looking for, you have a really good chance to go ahead and lock that down. Okay, you want X, Y, and Z. Here's X, Y, Z, and ABC to go ahead and pull the trigger right now. And that's what you see over and over again. That's what you saw a lot with Auburn's, you know, Auburn's class. You know, the only one that really had time after his visits was Phillip Bleedy. And I think even that situation was Auburn sort of deciding, do they want to go ahead and pull the trigger or not? And when they finally did, he shut down some visits elsewhere and he went ahead and committed to Auburn. But you knew where you stood. You knew what you had to do after that first visit. And maybe eventually high school will be the same way. But I still think high school, you have just so much longer to kind of build those relationships. It's probably not going to be that way. So Khalil Jacobs comes in. He's going to be here today. He's going to stay overnight. Love this kid. A very active linebacker. He's sort of he's not a full-on, you know, 230-pound linebacker. He's some kind of like a tweener. I think he could probably play, you know, he could play linebacker at Auburn or maybe even play that star, the star position in DJ Durkin's offense. DJ Durkin loves this kid, and they're going to do all they can to get him, and there's optimism that they feel very positive about the possibility of adding this kid. This is a kid also that has 2 years to play. So that jumps up that 10 number of juniors to 11. So you got a guy that could possibly find the field as a junior and then maybe step into a leadership role next year as a senior. So I think that's going to be the theme over these next few ads is you're probably going to see a lot of, you know, maybe 2 or 3 year players that you could add and not just a lot of one-time guys, because honestly, there's probably not a one-year guys out there left that could start. That could start over the way this roster is set at the moment. So I would not also, you know, there could be other names that are kind of following the same situation that I described earlier, other schools or other players or whatever that, you know, are waiting to go into the portal, you know, waiting to that last minute to do it because either A, they already have something lined up and the other staff is like, let's just wait to the last minute, or there could be a number of reasons. So I think there's probably going to be some more players to go in. But as far as from names to watch for Auburn, Khalil Jacobs is one. And that would be, boy, would that send us, that would send a message. If you could get a guy that your head coach, you steal a guy from essentially his head coach. That would be, I think that would be a big coup. And it's not just to send a message, but it's the kids is a good player too. The kid is a really good player and he would be a huge addition to Auburn. I think Auburn is going to have to look at a couple of DBs. The names are sort of, you know, there's not a lot of just a lot of names, and I think that's by design that Auburn's really super going hard after. One name Cole Pinkston put out there, Javion Cole from San Jose State. I think there's been some contact there. That's another guy that's got a couple of years to play. I think DBs, maybe linebacker, and then maybe if you can find another wide receiver, you have to really do an eval, find a guy that's got a couple of years left that's willing to not necessarily be a starter, but just come in and kind of be a depth piece. Or if you could find an underclassman, not an underclassman, but a junior or sophomore offensive lineman that wouldn't mind sitting, that you could continue to kind of build depth there. You got six spots. You got six spots to fill, and you're probably going to add, I would imagine you're at least going to add three or four of those from the portal over the next couple of days or next couple of weeks. But Khalil Jacobs is the big name to watch for sure. And then we'll have to see. I think, again, there's going to be a lot of movement tomorrow. You're going to see Auburn start being in the conversation for several guys because you have to. You have to. You can't fill that. You can't fill those seven spots with high school kids. It's got to be portal. So be on the lookout. Tomorrow's going to be fast and furious. And then moving forward will be a lot of fun. Guys, I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. Episode 37. Continue to like and subscribe. Like the video, subscribe. And then, you know, if you want to comment, if you want to have some fun, you want to poke holes, let me know what you think. Is the junior situation a bigger deal or not as big a deal as I think it is? Am I missing something here? And just kind of let me know what you think. I typically respond to every single comment. So I really appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. And then y'all have a great week and we'll see what happens. See if my prediction is right. Let's see if there's a lot of movement tomorrow. Let's see if things start picking up really fast for the portal. Portal's fun, man. This spring portal's been fun, mostly because we've added players, but it's also just faster. It's faster. The info comes in a lot faster. So it seems like there's something new every single day. And I think there's going to be a lot of stuff over the next couple of days. So let's see if I'm right. And if there is, we'll obviously talk about it on Thursday. So, again, really appreciate it. Thanks again, guys. This is episode 37 of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.